looking like a 70 Sam. Get the cheese and the bread for the ham. When the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down,
when the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down,
when the shit goes down, you better be ready.
When the shit goes down,
when the shit goes down, you better be ready.
Two, one, two. How doom hold heat and preach nonviolence. He about to start speech, come on, silence. On one starry night, I saw the light. Heard a voice that sound like Barry White. Said, sure you're right. Don't let me find out who tried to bite. They better off going to fly a kite in a firefight during tornado time with no coat, then I caught ya. Wrote the book on rhymes, a note from the author. With no headshot, he said it's been a while. Got a breadwinner style to get an inner child to fit a smile. And that's no exaggeration. The doctor told a patient, it's all in your imagination, Negro. What do he know about the buttery flow? He need to cut the ego, trippin'. To date the metal fellow, been rippin' flow since New York plates was ghetto yellow with broke blue writing. This is too exciting. Folks leave out the show feeling truly enlightened. They say the villain been spittin' enough lightning to rock shock the boogie down to Brighton. Alright then.
Yeah, check, listen up. Yeah, now how man whole heat like Clint Eastwood's reborn. Leave a whip more holes than the dartboard. Haters watch him, Hennessy, double shot and drink like the answer to the problems at the bottom's bottom. From the bottom top that homie pay, how you owe me? My niggas take no like Kobe. Even with the arms of the hawk, you couldn't hold me from getting mine. Stokers we roll, smoking and getting by. Thanks rap, I ain't got a dime. Got me sneaking out of checkout lines with bottles by the wayside. Smack him in the face, let him taste pride. Fakes try, hit the washed up like the shorelines. Do a dive, ride, how the table turns, street turns. Keep me in this dirt like an earthworm. Woody spit hits and burns where brothers ever learn. Word for word, chat with a nerve, meeting adjourned.
Hit that off, yo.
Yo, we record?
Alright.
Yo.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley, folks. It is 8:12 on the 18th of February. Like I said last week, I'm about goddamn done with this winter. Gilbank, how about you? You done? You done with winter?
I'm not actually done. No, I'm not. There's a few more things I want to get done.
Oh, yeah?
Am I in a box over here?
No. I turned the
mic on. I got out. I'm out. Yeah, it's good.
I turned the wrong mic on. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, fella. I'm about done with winter now at this point in time. Even though I got home tonight, had a quick dinner, and took a skidoo ride out in the bush. And it was fantastic. Cool. Got it stuck almost.
Just went for a rip.
Yeah, got into about probably about 3.5 foot of snow. Before I realized I was in 3.5 foot of snow, shut it down. I was like, whoa, son, we're going to have to pull this thing. I like got it jammed around a tree branch or a tree. And anyways, we got helped.
Nice.
Some other skidoo lads came over and helped us pull it out, and
nice.
We were on our way. It was kind of chilly out there tonight around my neck.
I'm sure it was. You got to cover that neck up. That's a crucial spot.
I was looking for the neck warmer, couldn't find it, and said, to hell with it.
It'll be warm enough.
I'll get a sunburn out there, a sunburn from wind.
Yeah.
And I certainly did.
Now, winter, you can't be done with winter yet. Like you got to, have you made
I'm a, totally done.
Have you made a snowman yet?
I made a snowman a long time ago.
This year?
This year, no.
See, no, that's a critical thing. You got to do that. That's
why?
At least what my girlfriend says.
No, it's totally not. I don't agree at all.
Oh, really?
No.
You're going to be okay with it. No snowman. You're not going to be there in August and be like, damn it. I really wish.
Are you kidding me?
I really wish I took
the
time.
It's going to be the last thing I think about in August.
You could just make like a go to the beach and make a sandman.
If I really want to, I'll just find a rink that's open in August, go out the back and make a snowman there and say, yeah, I'm done with that.
And do it while you're in shorts.
Yeah, that's when I like making a snowman. But don't get me wrong, I do like the winter. But by February 18th, I'm done with winter. I'm finished, folks. I just wanted everyone to know I'm done. I'm out. I'm just going to pretty much close my eyes, go to sleep until...
Hibernate, man. Just go hibernate.
I could do that. I could get up maybe once every day or two.
Yeah.
Have a little bite to eat or a big bite to eat and then go right back to sleep.
Done with it.
I wonder if the human man could hibernate. I wonder if that's ever been done.
I know there's a... There's definitely tests for people to do that. Yeah. And I know for a fact that NASA is willing to pay people thousands of dollars to spend somewhere like 90 days in bed.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's like it would be a full-time job, but you just can't get up.
That'd be terrible.
It's supposed to study the effects of just being in bed all day.
Well, wouldn't you get bed sores?
I believe you would. Maybe you move around a bit, you'd be okay, but I'm sure it would ruin your body.
How would you? Oh, I guess so. Your back would be done. You'd get bed sores.
Yeah. I don't know if you could exercise. Maybe you can lift like those like 5-pound weights in bed. You know?
Well, do you have to lie down in bed, right?
You have to be lying down in bed.
You got to be just in a horizontal position.
Yep.
Huh.
It's not like you, hey, who can stay on a bed the longest and then, do
no,
jumping jacks.
It's 3 months.
Like 3 months, lie in bed.
Why is NASA doing this?
I believe it's to study the human effects on like a body just doing that for long term, probably during travel, space travel.
Space.
Space travel.
Why can't they like seat you like up? Why are they being so cheap? You have to lie down.
You can keep more people stacked in a row that way.
You could do the same thing standing up though.
But there's no gravity in space.
Well, what does it matter then?
Well, you're still just lying on a bed though. You're strapped to a bed.
Gilbank, you're making no sense at all.
I am a rocket scientist. If you don't agree with what I'm talking about,
yeah, I don't.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make any sense. Rocket scientist. Anyway, so Gilbank, it's the 18th of February. I'm about done with winter. I just wanted to bring up quickly here tonight on the big show on Van Cleek Cooley here at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. Van Cleek FM, 88.7 FM. The voice of the community here in Van Cleek Hill. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. We're going to have our old pal, Les Hatz, over from Eruption Industries. We're going to talk about the year ahead with Eruption. And we're going to do a recap on the invite-only Beater Classic that happened this last weekend. I was invited. I did not participate, but my skidoo participated, didn't it, Gilbank?
It did. I partook in the festivities.
You partook. You partakened?
I had partakened-eed. Yes.
In the festivities. You know what? One thing I noticed tonight, I pulled up to the sled and I'm like, oh God, I haven't started this. It's been very cold. First shot. Like, didn't even have to turn over barely and it was on, running. Didn't even have to give it any more gas, nothing. It was going.
It needed a good ride.
Yeah. One thing I don't know about sleds, and maybe I should wait for less, but anyways, and we noticed this weekend, is it because it's deeper snow or something like that? You gotta really rev it to get it moving.
I believe this is a question for Les Hatz. Yeah, but, okay. And my assumption here is because it's a lot, you are riding on a lot of powder.
Okay.
A lot of the snow isn't like packed snow where it's 3 feet and like heavy wet snow.
Yeah.
This is all like fluffy, powdery powder snow.
Like I had it full throttle.
Well, yeah, because you think it's a track, it's just digging it.
Nothing was moving. I think there might be something wrong, to tell you the God's honest truth.
You also have a beater of a Skidoo.
No, and I'm fine with that. I was okay if it wasn't going to move at all. I was going to be like, well, I barely paid a cent for it, so does it really matter? But would have been upset if it didn't. But
it's funny. I was riding your Skidoo, and someone pulled up next to me, and they handed me something, and I was like, what is this? And he hands me a rear tail light, and I'm like, what is this?
Why are you giving this to me?
And he's like, and he points to the back of your Skidoo, and I'm riding it, and I'm like, this. Oh no.
Yeah, that never.
So I got off and I looked, and there's nothing holding it on.
No, but it's just in there.
Sponge. It's surrounded by sponge, and I just hit some bump of snow somewhere, and just went, oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And it just fell right off.
I'm gonna bail off. Yeah, it's obviously not hooked up to anything. No wiring. I guess it's just for headlights coming its way.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was on the dash when I got back tonight. I'm not sure. No, when I got back. I'm not sure. It might be out in the bush somewhere.
You don't need it.
No, I don't. It's optional. I don't, you know, it's not even working. It was a good ride. A little chilly. Things seemed a little stiff, as in, like, it's pretty cold. Like, the steering wasn't working great, it seemed. But,
speaking,
you know,
that, of mechanical problems.
That could be me.
Has winter been taking its toll on your car?
Not a bit.
Oh, really?
Although, my vehicle does, I seem to have a bit of a transmission issue going on. I need to do a transmission flush, because it doesn't seem to be kicking in randomly, at random times, doesn't kick into gear for me. So that's not good. But the one thing I do have going for me is I come from a mechanical background. Doesn't mean I know a thing, but I've got two brothers that are mechanics, and my dad's a mechanic. So I can always bring it to them, and, you know, hopefully they can fix it for me and put the cash payment on layaway sort of deal, if you know what I'm saying.
I've been noticing that I've been going in and out of my truck so much. Mm-hmm. There's a small ice rink at the foot of the driver. It's just build up and it freezes and then it melts.
Winter is so terrible on vehicles, eh? So bad.
Yeah.
It is really bad. So what else we're going to talk about tonight? So we're going to talk about the Beater Classic with Les Hats. What's up with Eruption Industries coming up in this next year? We are going to talk about the cold weather and its effect on my head. And you and I, Gilbank, we're going to be throwing out some Canadian trivia. Some Canadian trivia. And I just wanted to ask right now, and I noticed the phone is not hooked up. But anyway, 76 Main Street. If you know the answer to this, this is a really, really simple one. You can answer it on Facebook. I'm going to go to the Van Cleek FM. Actually, could you do that? Go to the Van Cleek FM Facebook page and answer this question. What Canadian animal is on the quarter? What Canadian animal is on the quarter?
Hold on. What's a quarter?
A quarter? Like, yeah, the 25 cent piece?
25 cents.
You've never heard it referred to as the quarter?
Well, I just know what's a quarter.
Do you know why they call it a quarter?
Quarter.
Because it's a quarter of a buck.
What about a quarter?
A quarter.
Quarter?
Yeah, a quarter. Hey, folks, keep listening. Van Cleek Cooley, Van Cleek FM. My name is Sean Cooley. That's Rod Gilbank. Keep listening. We're talking over some brand Nubian beats here. We're going to fade out of this shortly, and we're going to listen to some DOS Effects.
Hit that off, yo.
Yo, we recording?
Alright.
Yo, yeah. Dice, hit me off, son.
Get this money, get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Brooklyn and his motherfucker like this.
Word
what?
Up, Jersey. Jersey.
Word
one
up.
Time, you know
yeah.
What I mean?
No digging.
718.
The books in reverse, crazy Jay-Z type thing.
201, boy.
Dice on the set.
Nah,
yo.
Man.
Hit him up like this, kid.
Yeah.
One time for your mind, yeah. Yeah, check it out.
Yo, we'll give a buck buck.
Yeah.
In the buck buck.
Yeah.
From the front to the
back. Yeah.
Throw your hands
in the air.
With the buck buck.
Yeah.
In the buck buck.
Yeah.
From the front to the back.
Yeah.
Throw your hands
in the air.
With the buck buck.
Yeah.
In the buck buck.
Yeah.
From the front to the back.
Yeah.
Throw your hands
in the air.
With the buck buck.
Yeah.
In the buck buck.
Yeah.
From the front to the back.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air.
Sing. Back in the radio, it's the tag team.
Yeah.
Champs are all rise. For your honors, walk your lies. Walk your drama. Now I'm stronger and I'm faster. Thicker than your plaster. I forgot most styles and most MCs can master. I'm
what?
D. Wallace. Freestyling. Regardless. Beating me is like the Bills beating Dallas. Keep the shorts for the bitches. Dig it. I beat the shit in. And plus I like that ass. I like the numerical digits in my beeper. Cause we know when niggas in the
sleeper.
I'm dazing you like ether. More hoodies in the grip.
Reaper.
Be on your every way. My style it ain't the everyday is better. I be saying shit that other niggas never say. Kicking the flows to make
what?
Your toes want to tip.
Tip.
I used to be a wheel watcher till I got my whip. You see I walk with the
bop, bop.
I talk with the
slop, slop.
Hitting you like six pool balls in the socket to your forfeit.
Yeah.
Cause I lost it. Quick the floor shit. Click, click. Now I want some quick draw McGraw shit. Poor shit. Now Dice bring it back on the steel.
Yeah.
I might forget the first with smoke blunts
yeah.
After mid.
So give
like,
a buck buck.
Here.
From the buck buck.
There.
From the front to the
rear.
Throw your hands
here,
in the
air.
From the buck buck.
Here.
From the buck buck.
Here.
From the front to the
rear.
Throw your hands
in the air.
From the buck buck.
Here.
From the buck buck.
There, there.
From the front to
here.
The
rear.
Throw your hands
in the air.
From the buck buck.
Here.
From the buck buck.
There, there.
Yeah.
To the rear. Throw your hands in the air.
Yo, the one is for my nuts. The two
was for my penis.
See,
I can rock this microphone with the fucking beat for your meanest.
You never seen this
because you're corny. I'm sleeping on your ass and thinking ass
because you're corny with that weak shit.
I freak shit like I'm supposed to. Try to test my skills,
word
born, I'm gonna roast you. I do this, they be like, who this?
Who this?
Quick to answer. Crazy fucking crazy on the mic, I
spread like cancer.
So peep it, cause I'ma keep it straighter than
an arrow.
Niggas on my top, but I rock like a
Camaro.
Back to rip the tracks of black, you best to check the flow. Some niggas wanna copy, but they sloppy like
Joe.
Now I rip the shows on the
nightly.
Say your niggas not
it ain't a motherfucker like me, I.B.
I'm not in the end of mood, so watch me wreck shit, check shit.
I be on some
new improved
next shit.
I flex shit, like the way I flip it
on the angle.
You knows who I are, I'm my star
like the Spangled Banner.
I'm Mr. Rapper, gotta bring for my knockers. If it ain't hip-hop, well then it gotta be some rock. I'm nicer than you think, so don't flick. You're gonna lose
me.
And if you didn't know,
this is why my nigga choose to give a buck-buck. And a buck-buck here from the front to the rear. Throw your hands in the air.
With a buck-buck
here.
And a buck-buck
here.
From the front to the
rear.
Throw your hands in the air. With a buck-buck
here.
And a buck-buck
here.
From the front to the
rear.
Throw your hands.
Thank you.
And we're back here, folks. Again, Van Cleek Cooley, Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community here, 88.7 FM, VanCleekFM.com. You can stream us live right now instead of listening to the radio. Or you can listen to the radio instead of us being streamed in your house right now. Hi. Unless you're not right in Van Cleek. I'll speak into your mic there.
Oh, just going to have a little speak in my mic here.
Yeah, so just Radio 101, Gilbank, you got to speak right into the microphone.
Oh, wait. So I got to go over here?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Again? Can you hear me?
Says the guy who turned on the wrong mic. Yeah.
Well, I think I was instructed wrong. Jean, wasn't by you, but I think it was Gilbank. Kind of screwed me up or something.
As per usual.
Yeah. So we're talking over Brand Newbie and Travel Jam, who... unbeknownst to me, Gilbank used to be, it was one of my favorite hip-hop groups of all time.
You didn't know it was one of your favorite hip-hop groups?
Shut up. I said that wrong. One of my favorite hip-hop groups of all time, Brand Newbie, and unbeknownst to me, released an album last year of all just, like, remixes. And it was the weakest piece of junk I've ever heard.
Oh, did it bring a tear to your eye?
It almost did when I deleted it off of my computer. It was horrible. Just horrible. I hate when people do that. I try to come back like years after their prime, make a remix album and just drop it. Like, just like terrible. You know what I'm saying? So, Gilbank, what is the Canadian animal on the Canadian quarter? Do you even know what it is?
Oh,
do you
know? Of course I know.
Do you though?
It's like a bunny rabbit, right?
It's Gilbank.
Oh. That's not a bunny rabbit. Is that a good sigh?
No, it's not a good sigh. You can go to the Van Cleek FM Facebook page on the internet.
Yeah, official name. Yeah, Van Cleek FM 88.7.
You can answer this question. The first person to answer this question is going to win a Bose All Natural Brewing Company 4-pack. You got to come to the brewery and look for me or Gilbank, because you're not going to find either one of us there now. You can come there, ask for us. They'll get in touch with us, and we'll come and reward you with a 4-pack of Lugtred Lagerdale, which is tasting so sweet like honey right now. Do you not agree? It tastes amazing.
It is tasting fantastic.
Tasting really good tonight.
Not that we're drinking on the air.
Oh, we're totally drinking
on the air.
But we're definitely drinking on the air. It's not illegal to drink on the air. It's illegal. It's illegal to drink and drive. It's not illegal to drink and do radio. But,
well, my mom doesn't know I drink, so.
Really? She doesn't know yet?
Yeah, she thinks I work at a candy factory.
Really? Sort of candy. So, this winter has been very difficult on the fragileness of my head. And now that I got a, you know, like a real short haircut, been really hard.
Does the metal plate in there help at all, or
no? Not at all. It actually freezes up really quick.
Ooh, brain freeze.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, like you don't know. You've seen me come in out of the cold into a warmer room, and my glasses fog up.
Yeah, that's a bad issue, isn't it?
Well, it's even worse when you come out of a cold environment into a warm room, and your forehead fogs up because you got the plate in there.
Yeah, that's just
it's
terrible.
Really bad. It
you gotta get a little towel and dab it. Do a little dabby dab.
Dab my forehead for me, please. Yeah, it's not really attractive, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, Gilbank, any answers on that yet? No one's answered.
No, it is currently unanswered.
Really unanswered.
Unanswered.
Wow, that's
easiest way to get a, what is it, $15.74?
No, it's about $17 now.
$15.74.
Yeah. Are you going to be all right, Gilbert?
I don't know. It's like really expensive.
$15.74. That's a really bad way to say that. So the other day, I don't know if this is normal around here. Maybe it is, but my lovely wife and I went to Quebec. We went into Rigaud. And it was on Monday because all the grocery stores were closed here. We purposely went to Rigaud and do a little grocery shopping, right? Pick up some apples and lunch. Get some, you know, lunch meats for sandwiches for the kids. And, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Get a nice dinner, which we did. One thing I noticed, the price of dairy products.
Yeah.
Milk. Eggs.
Cheese.
Unbelievably expensive. Is that normal?
In Quebec?
Yeah. Like, incredibly expensive.
I don't know.
I was really upset about it, actually, because I wanted to get some nice French milk.
French milk?
Yeah, the Quebec Quebec, you know.
Like, their cows are better?
I find Quebec milk a little creamier.
Really?
Tastier. Maybe it's all in my head, but...
I think it's in your head.
You think so?
The French cows are, like, really different. They wear a French chapeau. They go, moo, instead of moo.
Moo? Bang, moo.
Bang, moo.
That's just offending half of the four people that are listening right now. The two people that are listening are really upset. The other two are pissing themselves laughing. Because it's so true. It's so true. French cows say bang, moo.
I can't believe it's so true.
But it's so expensive. So we didn't buy any dairy products, but we bought a bunch of food. We bought a roast of beef.
A beef roast.
And it was a...
From the same cow.
Filet mignon.
What? You roasted. Got filet mignon.
Absolutely. $20 for a nice big roast.
So
it's a pretty good price.
Did you just bring it home in your Rolls Royce and
put it into your
mansion?
Yeah, we had the driver drive us home after. No, I would never buy something like that. My wife got a really good deal on it. It was like she was bartering for beef.
It's always awesome when you find like a really nice spot that has a good price on extremely good meat. Mm-hmm. I have found one. It was in Smith Falls.
Yes.
It was Smith Falls, the grocery store.
Market. Oh, the garden. Oh, really?
I believe, yeah. That place had, it was fresh all the time.
Yeah, fresh.
Massive portions.
And of it was what? What are we talking about here? Beef? Like if you want to buy like hamburger.
If I wanted to get a T-bone steak.
The garden market, really?
Yes.
It was See, fantastic. I always found them way overpriced.
No, it was not. It was underpriced. It was less than every place in Hawkesbury that I would go get a T-bone steak, and it wouldn't be nearly as large.
Really?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Oh,
there's no doubt about it. The garden market is a very good place. I found them a little expensive. The independent in town in Smith Falls as well. Really, really good selection and cheap.
Nice.
You know, if you can get four chicken breasts... Skinless, boneless, for like $12. That's pretty damn good.
That's a good price.
And I know right now at home, Louise is probably like, yep, yeah, that's a damn good deal, Sean. She's listening along at home and turning the pages. But that is a good deal. But we went to this place, got a really good deal on a roast. Liza made it, a spectacular dinner.
Are you drooling? Stop, don't drool on the mic.
Oh, God, I always drool when I talk about beef. But we also picked up, and I'm sure you're not into this, but we picked up sushi.
Oh, you know, my God.
You into sushi?
Totally not into that.
I didn't think so. Wow. Whoa, got really, really dark in here all of a sudden. Gilbank, don't touch me.
I thought that was my knee.
It's uncomfortable now. But, yeah, we bought a couple plates, you know, like the pre-prepared. Yeah, the previously prepared plates of sushi, and it was the biggest sushi I've ever seen in my life.
Big sushi?
Yeah, like huge portions.
Like, aren't they like chopped up in a roll type form?
Yeah, yeah, they were made in a roll and cut up into like six or seven.
So you're saying like when the guy made it, he made it into the size of like a small log?
Yes.
And then used a chainsaw to chop it up.
Yeah, he must have had to have. And the chainsaw probably got stuck in the middle.
Hamburger-sized patties.
Pretty much.
Sushis.
Yes. And it was quite amazed. I was quite amazed with it.
It was alive. It was so big.
Yeah.
It was amazed of itself.
It loved us. But they were huge pieces and so tasty. I don't know why I'm going on and on and on about this.
You're hungry. I can tell.
No, I'm not hungry. We had a dinner tonight. Tonight was one of the very, I can count on maybe three fingers.
Good for you.
That'd be three times. In the lifespan that is my relationship with my wife, that she has made a underwhelming dinner. And it was good. We ate it. It was great. But she told me today, oh, we're just going to have eggs and sausage tonight, which is awesome, right? Middle of the week, eggs and sausage, mint.
For dinner.
Yeah. But she tried to make a sausage and onion and hash brown, like melange, like a mix.
And it
didn't work out at all.
Oh,
she burned the sausage.
Oh, no.
The pan right now is sitting at home. It needs about 3 weeks worth of welding to get to get it off of it. And I walked in and she just like had the look. I missed the beginning of dinner. I walked in. She had the look of like, God, I'm not impressed with my food. Meanwhile, my daughter and son are just wolfing it into them, just loving it. Like hash browns, sausage, and eggs. Like, how could you not like that?
No, you're still happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fantastic food. I remember one time I tried to...
cook?
I had... I'm a damn good cook.
Joking.
But I had friends. We had friends over. And this is years and years and years ago. I think when my kids were, like, one. My daughter was one. So my son wasn't even born. So this is... We're talking 12 years ago. We had friends over, hadn't seen them in a while. They got over, you know, their kids were there. My baby daughter was there, We were kind of having a few drinks and then a couple more drinks. We were watching hockey. Next thing you know, I'm in the kitchen and I'm making dinner. And I'm like, I got this great idea. I saw it on the Food Network or something last night. And I'm going to make, I'm going to crush up peanuts and use those as a like a base or a covering of chicken. And it looks so damn good on TV. And I was making this. And, you know, like it was like chicken thighs or something like that. It was like, you know, like I was half cut by the time the chicken came out of the oven. And I remember their young son, who's now like 22. He's like, Dad, can we order a pizza? And he's like, oh, why are you saying that? Don't say that. Like, and I was like, no, we're ordering a pizza. We're going to order. Sorry about this, guys. Like, it was such a waste of a dinner. It's not even funny. Anyways, any answers on that?
Well, that's
come on, folks. As if.
Nope, nothing.
The Canadian quarter. As if. Why is no one answering?
You're all on Facebook anyway. We all know that. You're on Facebook anyway.
I am the
people on the other end of this microphone.
Okay, I got you. Yep.
There's people listening, Sean.
Yeah, okay.
You're on Facebook anyway. You're probably updating your relationship status to, you know, confused.
Yeah, somewhere.
You're maybe you're bored and you're changing your birthday to tomorrow to some friends say hi. You know what? You're on there anyway. Just cruise on over to the Van Cleek FM 88.7 page and just hit like, first off, if you haven't done that. It's definitely worth it.
Yes.
Not only are you going to hear about us complaining all week about our show, you're also going to hear updates from none other than Eddie Earwig,
mm-hmm.
the creator of the Revision.
Oh, well, there it is right now. I'm looking at it. Julie Arthur's.
I have answer. No updates.
What? How was that? Van Cleek.
That's awesome because it turns out that's my mother.
Really?
That is my mom.
Van Cleek Cooley. On Van Cleek FM 88.7. What is the Canadian animal? What is the Canadian animal on the Canadian quarter? And Julie Arthur's writes
there's
the
one
caribou. Problem. So
is that correct?
Yeah. So it's that or a moose. I'm going to go with a caribou because your mom's always right. So why don't you run along and bring your mom a 4-pack?
All right. She's at home waiting for it. I'll be on that. Mom, I will see you very shortly.
We're going to throw up some more Canadian trivia here in a moment. This is the Van Cleek Cooley radio program. Heard every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. till 7 p.m. here at 88.7. Van Cleek FM. My name is Sean Cooley. Rod Gilbank is here.
Yeah, we're over here.
Keep listening.
The JB is live and back. Thank you.
villain took on many forms.
Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. After you, whose last is doomed, he's the worst known. That'll have your boom blown or either thirst bone. Rockets won't burst, clone, just don't curse the groan. On his own microphone, bring it everywhere he go. So he can bring it to you live in stereo. Pan it, can't understand it, ban it. The underhanded ran it, planned it, and left him stranded. The best, any who profess will be remanded. Yes sir, request permission to be candid, granted. I don't think we can handle a style so rancid. He flipped it like Madden and did the old jazz standard. Don't mind me, I wrote this rhyme lightly off of two or three heinies. And boy was they fine, G. One black, one Spanish, one Chinese. It keeps the woody shiny around like a pine tree. Don't sign me, I'm about to get a mill without him. Crowd him off the shelf, he's the villain. And what about him? So, and he's a jerk and you don't know him. Mad how he expand work but won't show him. Poor guys, what a sight for old sore four eyes. Now hook me with two apple pies and a small fries. All rise, so far odd as a ruple. So raw, break it down and make quadruple. It's crucial, you can see it in his pupil. And this time when he get it, he'll waste it on something useful. Like getting juiced off a deuce of cokey. Keep it low key, known to pull a okie dokie. Silly goose, doom is too jokey. Damn, he could really use a room or a whole key. E-gads, he got enough styles to start three fads. True that, she bad, I wonder do she come with knee pads. What a call, what a real butterball. Either I get a strike or strike out, gutter ball. Rocket like gear for the fall, with nice inside pockets, prepare for the brawl. Yeah, y'all, you can say it's an earful. Beware, do not touch Mike, be careful. And just like he said, I could have told you. MF, the holder of a boulder, money folder. Money folder.
Muscle-bound karate expert concealed a razor edge which could lop the head off of a marble statue once propelled. With notorious world takeover schemes and the most magnificent gadgets imaginable, villains rapidly grew healthy cash flow. It is explained by a more comedic villain, the bald-headed Doom. This villain rose to incredible new heights of money-making, revenge, and extortion. Such was the magnitude of a typical villain.
This is no answer.
Very well then. Adieu to the death.
Cold get it done. Yeah.